This recording, Serbia 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a geese waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy geese began to start around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The geese's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the geese's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered eater. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the geese began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bait the geese, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
The type of high school I did in Belgrade, they are called gymnasiums. It is a sort of high school that does not give you any practical skills or knowledge. All it does, it prepares you for higher education. It was quite rigorous and demanding, so we were all prepared for any type of higher education. There was only a few number of such high schools in our country. And even just to go to that type of a high school, we would have to pass entry-level exams. So it means, for example, after finishing that high school, any student, they were able to enter or apply to any type of university. And to make a decision was really tricky. Then I don't know why, but I applied for med school. And I remember my mother saying, but like, why are you doing medicine? Are you sure you want to do that? And I was like, you know what? I'll give it a try. I can always, you know, change or do something else in life. Anyways, I got accepted to med school. Everybody was surprised, but then maybe 2 to 3 weeks before we were supposed to start our classes, I woke up just one day thinking, I can't do this. This is not me. I mean, it's hard to get to med school, I know, and it's so cool and great to be accepted, but, you know, like, that's it. I don't want to take another step. And then somehow the scale tipped towards the law school. So I went. I remember going there a little bit stressed, panicking. asking the registers there to kind of tell me if there is a way I can still switch. Somehow I was there for the last day in order to give it a shot. Then I took the entry-level exams again for law school without even preparing or anything. And then I remember there were 3 days of tests. History, national, international, global history, sociology, and philosophy together, and Serbian language. I had a feeling I did horribly. And I wouldn't even go to check my my results. And I remember my neighbor and my high school friend, Maya, late in the evening, she got a call from a friend saying the lists are out. She said, okay, I'm going to check for you. And then she called me back and she said, you are number 11 on the list.
Sreća je definitivno stvar izbora. Srećan čovjek je onaj koji živi u skladu sa svojim vrednostima i pitanje koje svako od nas treba sebi da postavi jeste šta su moje vrednosti.